Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening. Got some amazing and fascinating halachas coming this week in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll be finishing Sim Kuf Samach Zayin, I even hope tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll lead us to Sim Kuf Samach Ches, which is Kadima Brochas. We will be learning Mitzvah Hashem this week about if you've got a few items in front of you, which one should you take first as far as Brochas is concerned, which if you've got a few sandwiches, a few of similar kinds, which one should you choose first? We'll lead to a very important discussion midweek in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll be learning about the fascinating halachas of mezoinus, pasav or mekistin, which when do you actually make a mezoinus, how many biscuits do you need to have until you actually need to bench? Yeah, we'll be learning when you have crackers with something, when can you get away with alamechia? When will you actually have to bench? Very important halachas indeed. We'll be talking about pizza, I hope. What's the halach of pizza? All those halachas will be discussed in Mitzvah Hashem in Kuf Samech Ches, and I hope to get through quite a lot of it this week in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, but let us complete Sim Kuf Samech Zayin, Siv Tezvav, which is page Samech Hei. We'll be still learning the halachas of Betzias HaPas, and we have to say Tezvav, which says the following. Ena mesubin rishon litoim, al shi toim abitzea. Now, the Balabais made the bracha, and the mesubim, all people around the table, they've got their own breads. They may not eat the breads until the boitzea has eaten. So, ena mesubin rishon litoim, al shi toim abitzea. The boitzea needs to eat first, and then only afterwards everybody else is allowed to eat. Aval mutalos says lekol echot chelko koidim sheichalu, but they're allowed to have bread, slice of bread in front of them. Vehem yamtinu ad sheichalu, and they wait until he has eaten. So he has to eat. He's making the bracha. He cuts the bread. He needs to eat first. He must eat first. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'im kol echad oichal mekikor. If everybody's got their own breads, if they all have their own breads, then ein kulam zkukim lekikor shibat abitza. And if they all have got their own breads, and they don't need to wait for the slice of the boitza, reshoyim liton koydim, they would be allowed to eat prior to him. So if they are going to get slices from the balabais, they need to wait. They can't eat before he has eaten. But if they've got their own bread, then as soon as he has made the bracha, they can eat because they've got their own bread. Sadly, if it's Shabbos, they will need to have their own lechem mishnah. Besides the boitza, on Shabbos, there is the rule of Lechem Mishneh, as we know. So you can either rely on the Lechem Mishneh of the Balabais, and then you eat from his. But then he needs to eat before you. Or alternatively, you can have your own Lechem Mishneh. But if you have your own Lechem Mishneh, you can eat before him. But if you're relying on the Lechem Mishneh of the Balabais, he needs to eat his. He needs to eat his first. He needs to bite first. And that Mishneh Berurah points out, that will be Sifkot and Pei. They all need to obviously make sure it's Sholem. Leading to Sif Tezayin, top of page 130. The Boitza, the Balabais, is not allowed to cut. The majority of the people around the neighbor, they need to have said Omein. Once they have said Omein, only then is allowed to cut. So he makes a bracha, he waits until most people have said amen, only then he cuts. Why is that? Why do you need to wait for the amen? Mishneh Berurah explains if cotton pay, hey, second line, amen mi pirov, shegam anias amen michlal brochehi. Because the amen is part of the bracha, we discussed that previously. Do you remember that conversation that we had a few days ago about amen being part of the bracha? Consequently, since amen is part of the bracha, so you need to have, we discussed that, you remember, a little while ago, Omen being part of the Brocha. So therefore, he needs to hear the Omen of the Mesubim before he actually cuts. Sivs Yudzayin. What's your meaning, Aboisai? Shulchan Aruch says, Aboitzea poish yodo itchile lekaoro lechol. The Boitzea stretches out his hand into the dish lechol to eat. So not only that the Boitzea has the challah first, but when it comes to the dish as well, he reaches out first before anybody else. Ve'im bolach lo kovet le'mi she'gol mimenu, and if he wants to give kovet to people who are greater than him, reshai is allowed to. So we're learning over here that the way it needs to be, the way it should be ideally, is that the balabais should eat first. Not only that he has the challah first, but he actually eats first as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains if cotton pay vav, habitzer shu balabais, it's the balabais. Or alternate Mishnah on the Rishus Livdat Chila, he can also pass on the cover to somebody else. Either the balabais or to one who is given the cover to be boitzer. So if cotton pay zayin, push it. Tekim shecholko lo kovet levorich tchela, since he is the one who made the bracha v'amotzi, v'lifzor v'leotzi ha'misubin, he was motzi people around the table, roi, it is appropriate l'chabdu to give him the honor, shifshot yodah l'kaoro tchela, that he reaches his hand first into the kaoro, he eats from the dish first. It's foreign to me, I don't know what goes on in most houses, but it's foreign to me that in some houses, there is people are moichel on their kovet, the balabais is moichel on his kovet, when it comes to people waiting for him to start eating. Balabai starts eating, and it could be that everybody else around the table has got already their food. And could be it's getting cold, and could be they have to wait a few minutes. But it doesn't make a difference. You have to wait for the balabai. The balabai is not meant to be moichel on that. That's the tzur of Yiddish house. The balabai eats first. When he eats, then everybody else eats after him. It's not, that's the tzur. The Shulchan Aruch says that he eats first. Literally what it's talking about is stretching out into the dish. But the concept behind it is that the balabais eats first and everybody else waits for him to start eating. That's the, of course it can be moichel, but it's not covered, yeah.
Because after the meeting when he had the travelers, he gave them to eat.
Yeah, good question.
Did he eat first?
I don't know, good question, I don't know. Interesting how, I'm not sure, I don't know. But good question, it's a really interesting question. But certainly the way it was all the years, it's that one should wait for the balabais to eat, and only then everybody else eats. Do you pass on the challah? What is it? How does it work in your houses? You pass on the challah? Yeah. People take from there. Okay. Does the balabais give out the challah to people individually?
Yeah.
You pass it on. Shulchan Aruch Seif Yudches. Habaitzea noisen pusa lifnei kol echot. The baitzea gives a pusa, a cut slice of challah, lifnei, before kol echot, everyone. What's mashma over here? Lifnei kol echot. Before everyone. Ve'echot noitel pusa biyodoi, and people around it, noitel they take, with his hand. Ve'eina b'itzea noisem b'yad ha'oicha, but the balabais will not give the challah into the hand of somebody. Elohim kein, unless hoya ovel is an ovel. If it's an ovel, you give it into his hand. If it's not an ovel, if it's no mourning, random people, on a random day, you don't give it into the hand, you pass it before them. What says the Ramah, because it says in Eicho, I believe, it says peyosotzion beodeo. It's referring to remes lepusas hamoitzi. It's a remes, a sign that's put for hamoitzi. Shenoistim biyoto b'shas avelus. Mezonish wissen, you should never know. But an ovel is passed on a challah into the hand. You pass it on into the hand of an ovel. Somebody just lost the. You pass it on to his hand. This is a minik avelus. Shulchan Aruch says to pass on challah into the hand of somebody. That's the custom of avelim. But if somebody is not an avel, you do not pass the challah into the hand. You put it in front of them. Or similarly, this is like kind of plate or kind of tray or anything like that. You can't pass that on, but you can pass that on as well. That's fine. But to give a challah into the hand of somebody, that's minik avelus. It's minik avelus. In fact, an ovel on Shabbos, since there is no avelus b'faesia, what will be the halacha? An ovel on Shabbos, that's right, will be normal. Like even an ovel on Shabbos, you wouldn't pass it on to his hand. You'd make sure that you pass it on, and you give it in front. What about throwing challah, frisbee? Chasam Sofer, he used to. Yeah, I know that with Zelov, Chasid Shet Tzadikim, pardon? You don't throw a pass. You don't throw a pass. I know Chasid Shet Tzadikim who do. I know Chasid Shet Tzadikim who do. Mishlebur here says, Sivkotn Peiches, Habitzenu is Navalo Yisroi Khatichas Hamoitzi. Do not throw the Hamoitzi ala Shulchan on the table, Lifne Oichim, before the guests. Afilu even im loyne masamaychel, even if the food will not get spoiled through the throwing, halidei azrika, even if it doesn't get spoiled, you don't throw bread. Commercial is basim kufa ein aleph, has expensive kufa ein aleph. Ve'oid, additionally, kiven du pruses ha-moitzi ave bizoin mitzvah, is an element of bizoin ha-mitzvah. Disrespectful. You've just made ha-moitzi on that. You just made a brok and now you're throwing it. Disrespectful. So there's two reasons why we don't throw. One is because you don't throw a moti, you don't throw a bread. Secondly, because you made a brach on it, it's a mitzvah item, you don't throw mitzvah items around. So the meaning is therefore that that's without a doubt where the well-established meaning is from, to have a kind of tray or kind of something that you put the challah, you cut the challah and you put it into a plate, into something, and that's what is being passed around. Because you don't throw challah around. You don't have to, you can also just put it in front of them, that's fine. But not to put in, not to give, not to pass on by. So you're like a bit, it's a bit of a catch 22, because you can't throw and you can't pass into the hand. So the best way is to put it in front or to put it in a tray. I think that's the best. What do people generally do? What's the minic?
Tray,
is that, yeah. Or in front, yeah. But I know that there are people who are, I know this tzaddikim choshviden who throw the challah. I know there is, but that's I don't know where they come from, but Mishlebu said it's a bizona mitzvah.
It's okay for someone to pass to someone and they pass.
That's a good question. I was hoping nobody would ask. Because it's a good question. What do you think about that? What do you think is the aloha if you pass on the challah to pass on to somebody else? Shliach Kamos, you said that it's a minig avelus. It's still a minig avelus. It's still morning.
Here.
Ah. I suppose that would be fine. If you pass it on to somebody and they put it in front, that would be acceptable because that's not minig avelus if he's not taking it for himself. And then you pass it in front, that probably should be fine. Yeah. Now, why don't we do? See if you test. Mi she'eino yoichel. Oh, somebody who doesn't eat. Eino yoichel levorech pirkas hamotzi. Lehoitzi yoichlim. Mi she'eino yoichel. Somebody who does not eat. Eino yoichel levorech pirkas hamotzi. Lehoitzi yoichlim. If you don't eat, you cannot make hamotzi being motzi others. So if you are eating together with everybody around the table, you can make hamotzi. But say you're not eating with them, and they feel shy, uncomfortable, they don't want to make hamotzi. Can you make hamotzi for them and you don't eat? Or not? Shulchan Aruch says, it won't. Why is that a very big chiddush? Indeed, it will be a brachah l'tona, it's not going to work. Indeed. But why is it a big chiddush? Where do we find that it does work? Exactly. We find in so many areas of halacha the concept of arvus. That normally, I mean, you name it. How many mitzvahs do we do when we're moitzi?
It's because of the chifetz. You can't wait to fill in for someone else, for she'lulav.
Yeah.
So you can't eat for someone else.
Oh, very interesting. You're saying that since there is...
The article is the bread.
The article is the bread.
Therefore, why should we moitzi someone else?
Yeah, well, normally, I mean, can you be moitzi with... Yeah, but the very good. That's the point we can see Mishnah Berurah. As far as bracha is concerned, can you make a bracha for somebody else? If you make a bracha, tefillin. Okay, let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. Okay? Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Kotten Tzadik Aleph, Eino Yochel Evorech, Afilu Eina Shemea Yochel Evorech Be'atzmoy. Even if the person himself cannot make a bracha, you cannot make a bracha amotzi for somebody else. Unless you eat, Why is that? Birkas amotzi of cotton tzadik bay. Says Mishnah. Vuadin bechol birkas ananin. There's a rule over here. Rabbi say a yesoid, a rule. We have a rule over here that any birkas hananin, a bracha that you benefit from, that you enjoy, that you have physical benefit from, you cannot be moitzi somebody else. Tadafke birkas hamitzvah, only birkas hamitzvah. When it's a bracha of a mitzvah, then you can be moitzi somebody else, even if you don't do it. Good. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, but it's still a big, it still doesn't go pure, it's still categorized as a. Yeah. Says Mishmura, let's just finish the Mishmura. Shekol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bezeh, because all the Eden are Arevim, they're guarantors, Zeh Bezeh one for another. You are responsible for me, I'm responsible for me. Together we're going to manage. That happened in Har Sinai. Ve'kasher lo yotzei de mitzvah. And if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, then I've got a problem. Ha'vekilu lo yotzei. There's an element of, Ksav Sof explains in Shabbos, an element of we are together in the same boat. That if you didn't do a mitzvah, then I am lacking. And if I didn't do a mitzvah, then you are lacking. So therefore, mishumachi, therefore, yochal ha'otzi afilu hukva yotzei da mitzvah. Therefore, I can be moitzi you, although we are together in the same boat. If you are lacking, then I'm lacking as well. If I'm lacking, then you are lacking as well. That's avos. That's what avos is. So therefore, I can be moitzi, even if I was yoitzi, I had done the mitzvah already. But you didn't. I can still be moitzi with the bracha. Why? Because the fact that you didn't do the mitzvah is making me lack as well. So therefore, my bracha is going to work. Does that make sense? That's what Avos is all about. As opposed to when it comes to Birkas Hananin, brachas on food and on drinks. Although there are an obligation, on the person benefiting the bracha to make a bracha, you're not allowed to have benefit from this world below a bracha without a bracha, nevertheless. I could get away without a bracha. I could do that bracha. I could not eat, and then I don't need to make a bracha. I don't have to make this bracha. I could just not make a bracha. I could just not eat, and then I don't need to make a bracha. So there's no obligation. Therefore, the person who doesn't have hanor from it, he doesn't. I'm not obligated for this bracha. So the point is as follows: when you need to make a bracha, can somebody give an example of arvus? What's a birkas hamitzvus? When is somebody else motzi?
Well, you talked before about if you invite somebody for a meal and you know they're not going to say a bracha.
Yeah.
Let's say they have an apple.
Oh, good.
I don't know how to read Hebrew.
Yeah.
So that means presumably you could make the bracha, but you'd have to eat the apple.
Very good.
Yourself.
That would be a big
thing.
That's right. If there's beautiful example, spot on. If I'm going to have the apple, I can make Koetz and I can bemoot him. Because I'm going to... that's right. I can eat the apple and he's going to eat the apple and we're together and everything's fine and good. What happens if I'm not going to eat the apple? I just want to be moitzi to him. Can I make Boer Pior 8 and then he eats the apple? Yes or no? So the answer is no. As this Mishnah Berurah teaches us, to Birkas Hananin, I can't just make a bracha for you. It just doesn't work. And the key point is because how can my bracha help you? What has my bracha to do with you eating? You're eating, I'm making a bracha, that doesn't work. However, if it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs, if say you're going to shake lulav, you're going to eat the matzah, you're going to count the oimer, I can make a bracha, I'm yotzer already. Tkiah shofar, Rabbi Yisai. I can make a bracha of tkiah shofar. I've been yotzer already. I've eaten the matzah. I've blown the shofar. I've done my lulav already. But I can still make a bracha for you. Why can I make a bracha for you? Because you're not yotze. If you're not yotze, you are in a problem. I'm also in a problem. We are together in this. We're together in this. It's avos. We've got a joint problem over here. If you didn't do the mitzvah, then I also have got a problem. Does that make sense? That's the element of avos. Yeah, tefillin in the bracha. As far as the bracha is concerned, if you are going to put on tefillin. What you're referring to is to be moitzi the mitzvah. It's true. I can't be moitzi the mitzvah of you, but I can't put on tefillin for you. That's true. I can't eat matzah for you. But as far as the bracha is concerned, indeed, I can be moitzi you with the bracha.
Do you have to have your tefillin at the same time and put them all at the same time? Or can you say the bracha and what he's doing himself?
The latter.
What does that
Same. Birkas Ham. Oh, that's an interesting one. Yeah, it will work as well. I'm nearly sure it will work as well. Kiddush Friday night is a very interesting concept. In shul. The shul, which the shul kiddush that we make, that's a very interesting one. Yeah, so generally it's all part of Birkas HaMitzvahs, but it's true that the kiddush in shul is an interesting concept. Okay, it's to be thought about. Yeah.
But a moyer that makes a bris on Yom Kippur makes bread for a coffin. You can't drink, have to give to a kid.
Yeah. Oh, kids. Continue to Shulchan Aruch. Aval ektanim yochel evorech. But for children, you can make a bracha. Afal pi she'enu yochel evorech. Although you're not eating with them. Kedei lechanchem b'mitzvah in order to be mechanech them for mitzvahs. So, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Tzadik Gimel. Aval ektanim v'cholu v'afilu ktanim de'alma. Even a random child, not my child, somebody else's child. De'ein chinuch ha'mutal alav medina. That I don't have an obligation to mechanech your children. It's not my obligation to mechanech your children. Everybody's got an obligation to mechanech his own children. You're allowed to make a bracha with them when they're gonna make bigger than them. And they cannot make a bracha on their own. For kol kshem beis, and even more so when they're your own children. So the Shulchan Aruch says, I cannot make a bracha for you eating now, drinking something. I can't, unless I'm eating myself. If I'm not going to eat, I can't make a bracha for you eating. I can't. The exception is children. Ketanim, yes. I can, in order to mechanech the children, you can make a bracha for him, for a child, that he should be eating. You can do that. You can mechanech mitzvahs. Even if it's your own child, certainly, but even if it's somebody else's child, you still have an element of chinuch to somebody else's child, you can make a bracha for them. So therefore, I heard just last week an interesting riddle. How can it be that somebody makes a bracha, there's two people eating the same food, and one person makes a bracha, and one person is allowed to eat, and one person is not allowed to eat. How does that work? Again, two people are eating the same food, and one person is making a bracha. One is allowed to eat, one is not allowed to eat. How could that be? Yes?
The one who's not making a bracha doesn't say amen?
No. No. Yes?
It's trimmer. One of them is a
kind of... Oh, they're eating the same. Oh, very nice. That's a very, very... That's a good one. That's a very good one. That's an excellent one. But that's not what I thought of. Oh, similar to that. Okay. Mamash deceived that we learned now. You have two people. There's a third person who's making a mozi. And one of them is a child, one of them is an adult. The person who's making a mozi, he can say, he can make, doesn't it can be a mozi or any bracha for the food. The person who's making the bracha, he can be mozi, the child, as we learned now, for chinuch, and he's allowed to eat it. He's allowed to eat that bread. But the adult, he needs to make the bracha himself. The third person is not allowed to make a bracha for an adult. This doesn't work, unless he's eating himself. Yeah. You can't make a bracha for somebody else eating. Does that make sense? So that'd be a riddle. So if a person making a bracha for two people, one is a child, one is an adult. The person can make a bracha for the child, but he cannot make a bracha for the adult. Adult needs to make a bracha himself. Unless it's because of mitzvahs, but that's not what we're talking about. Yeah. I'm fascinated by the idea that you can make, that they have an element of chinuch for not your child. Shulchan Aruch says that lektanim yochel levorech, for children you can make brachas, afal pi she'eino yochel levorech, although you're not eating with them, kedei lechanecha mechanech them mitzvahs. Where else do we find this concept of mechanech children? I'm getting a wage for it, but generally, where do you find that you the element of chinuch for somebody else's child? Where do you find that? Did you have an element of chinuch for somebody else's child? Why is it that I can make a bracha? I'm not eating now. I'm not going to eat this cake. I'm not. But the child is going to eat. I can make mezonit for the child, and that's going to work because he's going to eat the cake. I'm not eating the cake. He's eating. I can make mezonit for him because for chinuch. Why? It's not my child.
Surely it applies to even an adult who doesn't know how to eat Hebrew.
No, very good person. Very, very good. That's really interesting that you're saying that.
To teach him, even if you don't want the food, as a child, maybe you can argue that the adult doesn't understand.
That's really interesting. That's very, very interesting. It's Mevu'in the person, the contemporary person, can mamash ask you a question, spot on. The Shlomo Zalman Avilashi will ask, what happens if somebody cannot make a bracha at all? Can you make a bracha for them, like children? Like chinuch? And the answer is no.
What about if he says it in English though?
Yeah, he can make himself. Let him make himself in English, that's fine. But if you want to be moitzi somebody who's unable to make a bracha in Hebrew, you want to make the bracha for him, you have to eat with him. You cannot just make a bracha for him like you could do for children, you can't. He needs to make it, which is really interesting. Very interesting point. Very interesting point. Yeah. So, it's a very, yeah.
But why is it that way? Why is it different on the child or the person?
The answer is because there is an element of chinuch. Chinuch for children.
But it was a chinuch for the adult.
Yeah, no, but that doesn't seem to work. Interestingly. Let's finish Seif Chof. Seif Chof. Afilu b'Shabbos u'chayv le'choil pas. Even on Shabbos, when you are obligated to eat bread, lo yivorich loy chaveru bikas hamotzi menu yoichal. Do not make hamotzi unless you're eating yourself, even on Shabbos. For lo shori levorich la'acherim, do not make a bracha for somebody else. Af al pi she'enu toim, if you're not eating, don't make a bracha unless you're eating. Elo bikas hamotzi de matzah b'lerishin shal Pesach hu bikas inayin de kiddush. Going back to your point, that the only exception is, when can you make a bracha for somebody else without eating? That would only be matzah on first night of Pesach and wine of Kiddush. Why those? Why those? Can you make a bracha for somebody else without eating? Exactly. And since it's a mitzvah, there's arvos.
So the birch neni is agav the birch.
Correct. That's the chiddush of this sif. The birch neni becomes part, is a category of birch. Very, very good. That's the chiddush of this sif. Yeah, very good. Absolutely. Yeah. The Mishnah, the words of the Mishnah in Sifkot and Tzadikei is, V'atam b'chol zeh birkas kiddush v'achilas kiddush matzah, hu mechoiv as ha-mitzvot. It's part of the obligation of the mitzvah. Shiu choiv al odom, hu mimela kol nichnos b'zeh b'chlal avos. It all goes in avos. And then he goes to your point, Rabbi Kagan, about first and second day of Sukkos. He says the same will apply there. A bit of a question on the Shulchan Aruch. Your question is a shtickler question on the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah points out what you're saying. Sukkos as well. Why does Shulchan Aruch not say that though? Shulchan Aruch only says Matzah and Kiddush. Why does it not say Sukkos? Question mark. I'm not sure. But Halacha Lamaisa, you're right. It will work as well on the first night of Sukkos. You must eat the challah that you made the bracha on first. That should be eaten with appetite. You make the hamotzi on a set that you eat that first. Don't like have a bite and then eat everything else and leave it for the end. The slice that you made challah on, excuse me, the slice of challah you made hamotzi on, you eat that first. Chivuv mitzvah. Rabbi Sai, there's an element of chiddush that Avnei Nezer speaks about it. I believe that there is a hidu mitzvah in eating something with appetite. What do you think about that?
The piece like hamotzi usually the chat by the time I've given there.
Yeah. But they eat something with appetite is a hidu mitzvah. Okay? If you want to beautify the mitzvah, you eat with appetite.
If everyone else is around you, eat your piece with appetite. That also is good.
Pardon?
If everyone else is around you, eat your piece with appetite. That's
also, yeah, absolutely. I'm handing them with it. Yeah, absolutely. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings the name of the Shlo, that there is, you should leave a little bit of the Amotzi for the very end. You leave a little bit of the amotzi for the end. Mishnah Berurah says, "Kotzav Ashlo, shigam yishan min pus amotzi me'at." You leave a bit of the amotzi for the very end. Shiyochol acha achilose. You should leave that for the end of the meal. Kedei shishar tam amotzi bepeip, that you should bench with the taste of amotzi. And then he says, "Ele achila beheima ve'oifes lakutin bepus amotzi." You made the bracha on the slice of challah that you should not pass on to your animal. Don't give that to a goy, and don't give that to your pet, because you made a broch on it, so don't pass it on to a pet and to an animal. Yeah, because there's a certain chashivas in it. Okay, so we covered lots of halachos with regards to betiyas hapas. We spoke about a person should first eat before anybody else. The people should wait for him. You should wait for the omein. We learned about to pass on. You don't pass into the hand of somebody. It's minigavelos. We learned about you can't be say hamotzi for somebody else unless you're eating yourself. Birkas HaMitzvahs does work, Birkas HaNein does not work. Ketanim is different because an element of chinuch. And the exceptions are Birkas HaMitzvahs, which is Matzah, Kiddush, and Sukkos. And Kuf Samaches, Tumoy Mitzvah.